Agenda item 14, report and possible discussion on the report from the Brazos GE Chair. I don't have a report, except I'm going to let some other people do my report for me. First one will be Mr. Wiley Stim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've notified Chairman Wilson by email that I'm resigning my position from this group. It's been a, this is my third round with the planning process, and my wife wants to travel more, and for some reason or another, she wants me to go along with her. I can't quite understand that, but you know, my experience with water planning really kind of started in about 1996. I'd been working in the water department for the city for about, city of Waco for about 20 years, and got promoted and got handed the project to raise the pool in Lake Waco 7 feet. And talk about a steep learning curve. But I learned the value of water planning because I was going through, I was sitting at home one night reading all the documentation associated with the project, and the contract to take Lake Waco from a Waco reservoir, a city-owned Waco reservoir, to a federally-owned Corps of Engineers reservoir in 1958, the contract was dated. My dad signed it.
Mm. Wow.
So he was still with us at the time, and I called him, and he told me all the particulars, some of which I probably didn't need to hear, about how it was lobbied for and all that stuff. But and then after that, I ran across the letter that then city manager David Smith, a Marine veteran, tough guy, wrote to Carson Hogue here at Brazos River Authority, asking him to engage the Corps of Engineers to see if we could raise the pool. And that letter was dated 1979. We technically closed the gates September 1st, 2003. So 24 years. So what you do here is important. And what you do here will make a big difference for Texas, as that additional 7 feet, although it's gone right now because the lake is 11 feet low, think of where the lake would be if it hadn't been there.
Yeah.
We spent $30 million doing that, which was a bargain at the time. Mm-hmm. So y'all get into some pretty intricate discussions in here. We all do. But I just wanted to share that with you because what you do here is really, really important. This whole process is important for Texas. And the discussion today, I think, proves that. So, again, thank y'all. I really enjoyed doing this three times around and enjoyed working with all of you. And look forward to, I guess, y'all finding a replacement. Okay. Thank you.
Well, as I expressed earlier, you will be missed. Your expertise and your knowledge will definitely be missed, and you personally will too. You plan on coming to the next meeting, I think, was my understanding.
Yeah, until y'all get me replaced.
Yeah, so we will put out, that's a municipality position. We will put solicit applications for that position, and that hopefully we'll have some to choose from and have that on the next agenda at the next meeting. Then also part of my report is Mike McGuire.
I basically told, I'll be 70 next month. And when I started this, I didn't ever figure that they would be here. And, but I also said, but somebody asked me that 10 years ago, I said, well, we'll work to 70 and see where we're at. I have talked to my board. They know what's going on. Their situation was, it's kind of like finding a board member. Sometimes a board member to a groundwater district is a term for life. But those of us that deal with that know what we're talking about. Anyway, basically, I gave them what I needed to do and what all, I've got to be here. I'm going to be here till after the first relative to, you know, I'll be put all the numbers in for the audit, and I want to make sure that all shows up good. But basically, like Wiley just said, I'll be there till the next guy comes in. They basically tasked me with finding somebody to take my place and, you know, dealing with ad valorem taxes is not always a skill set that some of the new people have that they've never dealt with. So the district, we are starting a managed aquifer recharge situation, and we've already, you know, the money's there. We are blessed in that this year our budget tripled because we had $813 million of new wind farms that have come in the three counties. And what you have to understand that the solar projects that are on the books have been moved to 2027 because they don't have the solar panels. If everything, no, with nothing, with no additions at all in 2027, we should have somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.4 billion of renewable projects in the county. Whatever your budget is at that point in time, it's going to double that. So, you know, we've got a unique opportunity that we have the funding that without raising fees on taxes on the local people to build a recharge project. But we've got to have people to do it. We've got good momentum going. We cannot afford to lose it. So I'm going to, you're probably going to see me around for a while until we get it all straightened out, because you find somebody with the technical expertise, the good, the smarts to do it, they've got to finish up where they're at. They've got kids in school. They've got wives that may be in the school system, whatever, you know what I mean. Just going where they come from. So I'm just telling you that my time is limited. One day you'll see me and one day you won't. But unlike Wiley's situation, we have already designated that the manager of the Rolling Plains Groundwater Conservation District will be the one that will be sitting in this chair. So that's an appointed position. At least Wayne doesn't have to go out for nominations or anything. So I'll do his work for him. So, but anyway, that's the status. It's been a long ride. My first time here was the last meeting that this group held in the Civic Center downtown. Phil Ford had not been there long, and there were lots of little old ladies on the Little River that had their knives out. What are you getting into? But at that point in time, there was no representation from groundwater at all. It was purely a surface water issue. So we've got to see all of that change. So we've got, five districts? Five GMAs now on this group. So anyway, that's where it's at.
And just like Wiley, your expertise and knowledge will be missed. I don't know if y'all know this, or some of you may not, but Mike and Judge Spurgeon, and then I'm like just a few months behind y'all, are the longest serving members on here. And I think what you told me earlier is I said, we're going to lose your knowledge. And you said, you mean the skeletons in the closet. Yeah. I said, yeah, that's right. But I want to, so that's a GMA position, so that will be filled by that GMA. So we won't have to solicit for that position. But and like Mike said, he doesn't know if he'll be here at the next meeting or if he'll be here and not at the next one. He's not sure when that'll be, but we wanted to let y'all know. And I want to thank both of y'all, Wiley and Mike, for your dedication and your service to this group. And truly, your expertise and knowledge and ideas and suggestions and thoughts and all your input was invaluable.